ordinance 2024-06 is the first item under new business. And this is an ordinance amending the official zoning map for service area one of the Petersburg Borough to rezone lots 3, 4, 5, and 6 of block 66, U.S. Survey 1252 from single family residential to public use, P1. If approved in three readings, this ordinance will rezone these lots from single family residential to public use at the request of the Petersburg Children's Center, who currently leases the property for the future development of childcare and learning facilities. So I'd entertain a motion to pass this ordinance in its first reading.
So move.
Second.
Motion's been made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Newman, I believe. Discussion. Member Marsh.
Thank you. So if I understand correctly, this ordinance, it is that currently Petersburg Children's Center sits on leased land, and these additional lots, numbers 3, 4, 5, and 6, are not leased property, but they are zoned presently single family residential, and the request is to change it to public use. Am I understanding that correctly?
Can someone answer that question?
Liz
Cabrera can do that, I bet.
Through the mayor, currently the Children's Center sits on lots that they own that are zoned public use. These are across the street, vacant lots that are currently zoned single family residential, and before they begin development, they would like to have them rezoned to public use.
So what portion of the land are we talking about is leased land?
The four lots.
Oh, that is leased land.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, that passes you down to this first reading, and I'm almost back onto the screen here. Isn't that amazing? Okay, next item on the agenda, resolution 2024-06. This is a resolution approving the sale of a borough tidelands parcel described as Petersburg Port Authority storage area. According to plats number 2000-6 and 2000-5, parcel ID number 01010035 to Island Refrigeration LLC. Island Refrigeration has offered a purchase price of $325,000 for this parcel, plus expenses incurred during the sale process as required by borough code, and has an appraised value of $414,000. The assembly shall determine the purchase price of the parcel with approval of this resolution. So I'd entertain a motion to approve this resolution with discussion about the price.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to come out with it and we'll see where it goes. I would move to approve the sale of this parcel for a sale price of $364,000. And if I get a second, I'll explain it.
$364,000?
Yes, sir.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, motion's been made by Member Stanton-Greger, seconded by Member Marsh. To sell this land to Island Refrigeration for $364,000. Member Stanton-Greger.
Thank you, and thank you, Member Marsh, for giving me a second to float the idea, and as an assembly, we'll do with it whatever we need to. In short, I am generally in favor, and I think it'll be a good precedent moving forward to sell at and not below appraised value, which, of course, on this one is $414,000. The compromise price Mr. Brock Snyder proposed was $325,000, halfway between assessed and appraised. So that begs the question, how did I come up with this odd number of $364,000? First of all, I know it is not apples to apples, but it piqued my interest when I was looking back on the Wecon sale, as Mr. Snyder touched on. When the dust all settled, and again, it doesn't quite apply to this lease. They were granted, and Clerk Thompson, as always, correct me if I'm wrong, about $50,000-ish was waived or forgiven in future lease payments. Is that approximately correct?
Yes, I believe it was like $42,500, something along those lines.
Somewhere in the $50,000 realm. And as the Harbor Board, Planning and Zoning, and the Assembly are hammering out a more streamlined and, I would say, hopefully more rigorous process for criteria on this, I thought, and before we are at that point, because I would like to move forward on this, in the interest of being equitable, I would want to grant Mr. Snyder a similar courtesy that we granted on the WeCon on their sale. So for those, that's my logic on it. And that it, to the tune of about 50,000, hence the 364. And I'd be open to anything anybody has to say on the topic.
Any other discussion? Member Marsh.
Thank you. Yes, Member St. Gregor, I appreciate your explanation there. I myself struggle with this because the Harbor Advisory Committee, as well as Planning and Zoning, seem to be leaning to, actually, I'm going to take back the Planning and Zoning because I don't know where they stand. But the Harbor has indicated that the appraised value would be more in line to keep their funding and to get the most that they could out of this parcel. I understand completely the need to economize funds available for Mr. Snyder for this venture. I'm 100% in support of it. I think it's a marvelous plan and a marvelous asset to the fleet and our community as a whole. So I myself have struggled with the 414 with how to economize funding available to make this a boon to our community. So I do appreciate this more middle ground of the 364. I think the 325 might have been a little too low to swallow, but the 364 makes sense.
Any other input? Member Newman.
Okay, so looking back on the WeCons, I understand the rationale of making the same concession. The difference lies I'm not for this, and this is the reason why. There are two fundamental differences between the two sales. The WeCon sale was, an effort to continue providing a service to the community by a longstanding, they've been in business for like 35 years, and they had a lease. So there was numbers that we could work with. There was a long-term lease that was in effect. Island Refrigeration is a new business, does not have a lease, so I don't think that rationale would really apply to him in my mind because he doesn't have a lease, so there's no concession for a lease to be forgiven because he doesn't have a lease. When I visited him at his place of business, I got to view firsthand the complexity and the design of what he is doing and what he's offering. And through conversations with him, it's very apparent that he's bringing business to this community. Large vessels from Washington State and up north, coming to this community. This is what we want. And I'm in favor of the resolution as written in the agenda for the 325, because I think that anything that we might lose in the sale price, we are going to gain back readily between the employees that he has hired, the residual income and revenue that'll be generated by the by those families, everything that all entails, kids in the schools, everything, and the whole package, I think makes perfect sense. I would hate to see him. He's in a position now that he's just has almost zero profit. His rent is pretty high to operate where he's at. So he's not getting anywhere, and he needs to make a move. So either we sell him this property and we retain this business in this community to the benefit of everybody in this community, or we potentially lose him. So in my mind, that's a kind of a shut and dried situation. And I'm very impressed with the quality of the work that he does and what he brings. Thank you.
Len?
Thank you. Yeah, I want him to be successful, but I also believe that we have a responsibility to the people of this borough. And you will not, you know, you can, we made the argument before that, oh, well, we pay taxes and we get sales tax back and so forth, and that's true. But we never recoup that amount of money that we gave up for the people of Petersburg. And do we give it for one person? Do we give it to all? You know, an individual here can lease that property, doesn't have to buy it. And so, well, I guess where I'm at is that I'd like to see it go for appraised value. Thank you.
Mr. Schwartz, did you have a comment?
Go ahead, Scott. I don't.
I just would like to make a rebuttal to that. Or
go ahead, Member Newman.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we do. We have a responsibility to the members of this community, and keeping businesses going and providing services enables our community members to stay in business. That, I think, is our number one obligation to our community. So I still maintain that if we lose, you know, it's not, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that much. The revenue generated from the businesses and the community members that we can retain will be realized in a greater benefit to the community.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of fishermen. I talk to them every day. And they want to keep him around. The guys in Wrangell do too. I mean, the number of boats that leave here to go to Wrangell to have work is high. Those boats should be here working. I just flew a cat mechanic up from Sacramento to work on my tour boat for 2 days. Why? Because nobody else in town had the tools to do it. I only had to pay him from when he left his driveway till he went back to his driveway. So I'm a businessman in town. That's the cost of not having a cat mechanic in town, to me. But then I agree with Scott. You're bringing boats in, those boats have got to moor somewhere. And they're going to be mooring in our harbor. And I imagine some of those guys are going to go to the liquor store every once in a while, probably the grocery store, you know, maybe go to the laundromat. Might even go to the harbor bar for, you know, at the end of the day. Who knows? But I agree with Scott wholeheartedly. I absolutely do.
What, Member Marsh?
Yes, thank you. Would it be appropriate to get Glow's take on this?
I don't know if she should be in the discussion about the purchase. I know the Glow, the Harbor Master, would like to, and I think we will make sure this money goes into the Harbor Enterprise Fund, but to set the value, I think that's the discussion for us, unless you have a specific question.
Well, considering that the Harbor Advisory Committee suggested the appraised value rather than the assessed value, and then obviously we're not looking at the assessed value, but we are, you know, the discussion is at what point, you know, the 325 all the way up to 414 on that. And secondly is if we, I appreciate the caveats that have been put in the contract with the Marine Industrial Overlay Zone, as well as the obligation to maintain it as a marine service. The argument is convincing to get this business up and going. Appreciate the input.
Member Stan Greger.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. That's where, in my mind, I came with the 360. Four, because I think it can be, the further we get away from appraised value, I think it is not a great precedent to set. Again, I acknowledge that's after I said taking it down 50. Thought that was in the spirit of being more equitable as more of a compromise, while also supporting Mr. Snyder, because I agree with what all the members have said, that we want him to do business here, and he's a very professional person. So just I was looking for a middle ground is what my logic was there. That's all.
Well, before the meeting, the clerk handed us all some information, and some assembly members saw it before the meeting, but I got it this evening. But back when the Rockin' Road the Burrells were talking about buying property for assessed value or less than assessed value. We're talking appraised value. Our Martins on Skullis, who we just talked to earlier this evening, our assessor said it's why assessed value is not suitable for setting a purchase price, and he gives us different purposes and actually legal issues. If you don't sell it for the appraised value, the real estate market, this is market dynamics. The real estate market is dynamic and can change rapidly. Assessed values, on the other hand, tend to be more stable and may not accurately reflect the current market conditions. And believe me, just like the whole assembly and probably the whole fishing fleet in this town and in the region want, Mr. Snyder to succeed. I do. I know I do. And I'm just wondering if we, vote on this resolution as the motion was made to sell it to Mr. Snyder for $364,000. We're $50,000 under appraised value. What is that going to do to us on this sale? What is it going to implicate us with on other leased land or unleased land that is, on the waterfront that gets sold? So if we sell it for $50,000 less than every piece of property we sell is going to be, can have a negotiable price. It won't be an appraised value or assessed value, like in this case. I know it's going to make it harder for this business to get his feet off the ground if he has to pay the appraised value. But I just think we need to be careful on what kind of precedent we set. We already set a precedent when we sold the property, leased property of the Weekons. So that's my take on it. So, I don't think I can support agreeing to sell the land for less than appraised value just because of the further implications down the road to further sales. Motion on the floor is to sell, have the manager go into negotiations with Mr. Snyder to sell the property for $364,000. Correct, Clerk Thompson?
Yes, although no negotiations. Whatever you guys decide this evening is what it is.
Then that's the done deal.
Plus expenses.
Right, like utilities, et cetera.
Well, no, expenses of the cost of advertising for his application, the appraisal cost, those expenses.
Point of clarification, if for the sake of argument, let's say this motion fails, then we could start again with a different motion on the resolution, proceed accordingly, then that'd be the path. I'd like to carry this through to a vote, in all fairness, but is that...
Well, I agree, it needs to go to a vote. And yeah, that's one of the issues, too, if...
I think that's for the clerk, then. That would be the way to proceed if this does not pass, with a different motion of how to move forward?
Yes.
Cool, so to clarify.
Another motion to sell it for the appraised value?
Or however we do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Just wanted to clarify before we move forward. Thank you.
Or someone could make an amendment. If there was an amendment and a second, and we change the value in the motion, I would think that would suffice either way. Okay. If no one's going to make an amendment, we'll have the clerk call the roll on this motion. This is to sell the land to Island Refrigeration for $364,000. Three, correct?
That is correct. Plus expenses.
Good.
Donna?
No.
Bob?
No.
Jay?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Mark?
No. So the motion fails with with a tie vote of 3-3. And is there a new motion that an assembly member is willing to make with another dollar value?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'll move to sell the property to Mr. Snyder for an appraised value of $414,000 plus expenses, I believe, was included in that.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second, Member Snyder?
Yeah, excuse me, thank you.
Motion been made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Stan Greger to sell the discussed parcel to Island Refrigeration for $414,000, the appraised value. Discussion? Clerk, Member Marsh.
Thank you. Where I see this is a different situation than, say, a parcel out at Sandy Beach or Frederick Point East subdivision or somewhere else, is that this is very specific to A, tidelands, and B, specific to the marine industry. And this is, you know, it's almost cliche, but this is the town that Fish built, and which would like to keep it a fishing community, commercial fleet. And if we can bring in other business from out of town, this is the place to go to get your refrigeration taken care of on your vessel. We've got the right company to do that. So I appreciate Mr. Oskolis's contributions as far as precedence, but I think there are exceptions. Thank you.
Member Stanton-Greger.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. So I seconded this because, again, I thought the other number was a more reasonable one, but I can't, like you mentioned from the assessor, I can't wrap my brain around going down to 325 on that. I do think it sets a bad precedent or a dangerous one. I'm not saying that 364 was necessarily devoid of that risk, but I feel like my hands are tied that at this point I'll have to vote for the 414, even though I'd prefer not to, because we do need to try to get what we can for that property. That we do, as Member Lynn said, we do owe that to the people of Petersburg to get good value for these things as well. That's all. Thanks.
Member Newman.
So if this passes at 414, I'm going to vote no, and I'll be glad to vote no, because what's going to happen is, if it gets approved, that guy right there is going to go to the next town over, where we've lost all this business. We used to have a shipyard, a viable shipyard, and now we don't. All those workers are in Wrangell, which is great for them. Wrangell's the bustling little community now. People come from all over to get their boats worked on. And if this passes, that guy's going over there. He's not going to be here. That's the hard reality of it. So if that's what we want, then we vote for this at 414. If that's not what we want, then we need to pass it as it's written.
Sports?
Yeah, I took my boat over to Wrangell, Zeus, put in new holds, and that haul out was like an anthill. There were 35 guys working there. You could smell fiberglass, you could hear skill saws going, you could hear welders. And that was at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:15. Jerry Dahl and I were walking up to get coffee. It's just a bustling, the whole area was just alive. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. You know, this community in the 80s.
Can you be recognized by the chair, please?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'd like to say something, please.
Well,
you know, for those of the people here that didn't live here in the 70s and the 80s, this community was thriving. And it was a great time. There was a lot of new commercial fisheries coming into play, and people were making themselves, they're making their way. They're contributing to the economy. And there's a lot of opportunity. And now there's, as time goes on, there's less and less opportunity. And we have a young man that's creating opportunity, and I think we need to support him. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Any other discussion or input? You know, Mr. Snyder, when he gave his testimony earlier this evening, he mentioned that he talked to all of the assembly members. And I had a conversation with Mr. Snyder, and I really enjoyed the tour of his plant. And I mean, it's way above my pay grade for what he's doing out there. And I appreciate him wanting to do this business in town, but I didn't get the feeling from our conversation that if we sold, you know, offered him the property at the appraised value that he was going to go to another community. And I hope he doesn't. And I hope, you know, the businesses here can support him however we can if you know, this passes and the sale goes through on the property. So, you know, not only is he going to do refrigeration, he's going to do electrical work on boats, wiring and so forth. That's, we need that. I agree. But I just think we need to sell property at the appraised value. Just, I think we're have this discussion every time with, you know, people that want to, you know, buy it and they want to buy it for less because, you know, I understand their logic. So I will be voting for this motion. Is there any other input? Clerk, call the roll.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Scott?
No.
Donna?
No.
Rob?
No.
So we have a tie vote again, so the motion fails.
Make a motion that we sell Borough Tide Land Parcel number 2000-6 and 2000-5 to Allen Refrigeration for $325,000. Or no, excuse me, parcel ID number 01-010-035 for $325,000.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Newman, seconded by Member Schwartz to sell this parcel we're discussing to Island Refrigeration for $325,000. That was the number that Mr. Brock presented to the Assembly. Discussion. Clerk, call the roll.
Scott?
Yes.
Jay?
No.
Bob?
No.
Rob?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Mark?
No. So we have a tie vote again.
Okay. I'll try this again. See where it goes.
Is this procedurally correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I was asking that before, I wanted to be sure. You bet, Mr. Mayor.
Member Stanton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move that said property, parcel number 01-010-035, be sold at a purchase price of $360,000. And I'm just making that number up to vary it up a little bit and trying to work out a compromise somewhere here.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Marsh to sell the parcel we're discussing for $360,000. Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, I won't repeat my thoughts on the previous one about 364, but I do support Mr. Snyder, and I want to find some sort of middle ground on this where we can both look after our interests and while also supporting a new local business person who's obviously doing good work. So same logic as before, just with a different number. Thanks.
Any other input? Clerk, call the roll.
Donna?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Mark?
No.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
No.
Okay, we came to a consensus. We have a 4-2 vote with Member Lynn and Mayor Jensen opposing the sale of this property for $360,000. But congratulations, Mr. Snyder. And we'll move forward from here. Okay, item C, fiscal year 2025 budget work session. Finance Director Tao requests the Assembly choose a date and time to hold a session on the proposed fiscal year 2025 borough budget. And she suggests April 22nd, 23rd, or 24th, which is a week away.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. However, we cannot do the 23rd, the evening of the 23rd, actually anytime on the 23rd. So I just wanted to throw that out. It's not an option any longer. And I do believe that Finance Director Tao said if it's better for you guys, she would entertain May 1st or 2nd, I believe, as well. Or 3rd? Or 3rd.
Whatever works. I will be gone till May 13th, but I don't have to be here. And I can zoom in if it's appropriate. For so pick a day. Would it be better to have it earlier so people have time to digest the budget? Because I haven't seen it yet or have any discussions with the manager, but I imagine it might be kind of tight.
If through the mayor, I'd love to jump in. So Finance Director Tao sent the budget out to all of you. You probably have not had a chance to take a look at it quite yet. We're out of balance by roughly $426,000 in the general fund. So the assembly may want to give themselves a chance to kind of really get into the numbers and have time before the first meeting in May, because we have to start voting soon. So anyway, that's just...
Can you repeat where you said we're in the red, $400,000?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. So the 22nd, the assembly chambers are available, correct?
Correct.
April 22nd, a week from today. Member Lynn.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'll be out of town. If you're going to do it any time there, I would prefer earlier than later because I'll be on the East Coast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my take on that would be to do it after business hours so everybody can participate, you know, the public, and we have, you know, the... So when... can
Mr.
We,
Mayor.
Can we potentially do it later this week?
Yeah, in the evening.
Jody, does that work for you? Are the assembly chambers open, Clerk Thompson?
Well, my PowerPoint's not quite ready, but I can try to do it by the 9th. Do we have a try to do it the 18th. Or I'm available the 24th. That day as well, besides the 22nd. I could do it really early in the morning too, before business hours. I mean, if we're trying to get creative here.
Well, I guess we could kind of compromise and give business people an opportunity if we did it at noon. You know, if they want to bring a sandwich, you could, and that would accommodate Member Lynn better because he's on the East Coast. Member Marsh?
I myself am going to be gone next week. So unfortunately, those dates don't work. The 18th does.
This is just a work session, and we'll have three readings, and, you know, so it's just, you know, it's...
And I'll have it over Zoom, so if, and I'll record it. So if you want to watch it later, you could do that too.
Are you available on the 18th?
Is everybody available on the 18th? You're leaving.
I'm out, but I can zoom in if you do it earlier. But if you don't, I'll pick it up later.
Member Stanton, Gregory, you have a busy schedule as well. How long do you anticipate this will take? I mean, no.
Well, depends on how many questions, but at least an hour. I'll try to make it. You know, last year I think it took about an hour and 20 minutes. I try to do a really broad overview. It is a little different this year because we are in a deficit, and but I will have some different options of things that we could do to balance the budget. But I'm going to let the assembly decide on how they want to deal with that this year.
Well, I guess I was just thinking about Member Stanton Gregor and his schedule.
Generally speaking, I see patients until 6 p.m. That's why I usually roll in about 2 minutes before the bell rings here. But again, if I can't make it, I will. I do know how to watch a Zoom meeting, so it's all good either way.
Okay. Is it the 18th at noon? Will you be here on the 22nd or 24th? 24th? Okay.
Scott, I need you to talk into the mic, please. I'm sorry, you're not lighting it up there.
I'm sorry, I don't have my schedule with me. It's in the truck.
Okay, yeah. Will everybody, I mean, we'll have the same discussion even if it's happens in May. We have the budget emailed to us by the finance director, and if we won't have questions, we could come into the office any day of the week that we're in town and talk to her. Member Lynn, are you going to be here in May?
No, we'll just pick a date and go.
Okay, there. All right. No, I won't either, so. Someone pick a day.
24th.
Okay, there we go.
At noon.
I'm sorry, noon's not available. It has to be an evening meeting on the 24th. AML 6. Is in here all
yeah,
day.
Well, let's do it in the evening. So people that have budget proposals like the, radio station or, everybody can attend. 6 o'clock, 24th. Does that work for everybody? Everybody will be here. Okay, that was complicated. That was the most complicated thing on the agenda.
The 24th? Isn't the hospital in here?
Nope.
That evening?
25th.
Okay, communications. We have correspondence that we receive that we post on the agenda on the website. So we don't make a habit of reading those. So they're there for people if they want to see them. Item 18, assembly discussion items. Any assembly members have comments? Any assembly members have recognitions?
Do we have any baby news from Tom?
He's not attending because his wife is in labor. So, more kids for the school. All right. If there's no recognitions, we recognized Ms. Kahn for her wonderful job at the school, but I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.